Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is truly good. Thank God for Jesus. There's some technical difficulties, but you know what? God is still a good God. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for being who he is, not because of what he's done. We thank God for sending his only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sins. Thank you, Jesus. We're in the Lenten season. We're celebrating International Women's Month. We are praying without ceasing. We are being obedient to the Spirit of the Almighty Living God. And we know that God is still in charge. We know that God is still in charge. Glory be to God. We're still going to praise him in spite of what's going on, in spite of what's being done. We're still going to praise God. We're not going to give up, saints. We're not going to give up, women of God, men of God. We're not going to give up. We thank God. We're still going to rejoice in this Lenten season. We still have the victory in Jesus Christ. We still want to win souls for Christ. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. In the midst of all that's going on, still want to worship you. We're not going to give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Glory be to God. God is still good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And we're still going to praise him, glorify him, and magnify him. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let's go to the word this morning. Our psalm, please read it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And as I said, even for a snack. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands that stash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder. And the dragon shall thou trample under thy feet. Glory be to God. Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, God. Salvation is free. And men and women of God, prayer warriors, our job is to win souls for Christ. Our assignment is to win for Jesus Christ. There are those that are walking this earth that don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We have got to continue to pray. We've got to continue to teach the word. We've got to continue to share with young men and women that God is real. And you know what? People need the Lord. So we got to be witnesses to others that are out in this world. that have not received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You don't have to be a preacher to share the word. My God, my God, my God. You don't have to be licensed to share the word. All of us are ministers. We're all called to minister the word of God, to share the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, right now for the opportunity to read your word, study your word, to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, my dear ones, we've got to share the word of God. We've got to study the word of God. Not just read the Bible. I've heard individuals say, I read my Bible every day. You need to study the word of God. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you want to rightly divide the word of truth, you got to study. Glory be to God. You may stay on one verse almost 2 or 3 months, and each time you read it, you're going to get something different out of it. Thank you, God. We thank you for your word. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psalmistry, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, has made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo thine enemies, O Lord, for lo thine enemies shall perish, all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exhort like the horn of your unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And I want you to know this morning that God is anointing you this morning with fresh oil. Fresh oil. Thank you, God. He's giving you a new anointing today. Thank you, God, for the fresh oil. Thank you, God, for anointing your men and women of God with the fresh oil. Thank you, Jesus, on you this morning. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and my ears shall hear my desires of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Isn't God good? Are your feet planted in Jesus Christ? Thank you, Jesus. Your feet should be promises of God. Thank you, Jesus. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. You're never too old. It's never too late. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Yes, God is your rock. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. That was Psalm 92. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Look at God. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. The testimonies are very sure. The testimonies are very sure. You should have a testimony this morning. And your testimony should be very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. That was Psalm 93. I want you to know this morning that God's word is already blessed. May it bless the listeners and doers of his word. And God, we thank you this morning for your word. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. Uh-huh. I like that. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he hath done marvelous things in his right hand, and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. Now listen to this in verse 2. The Lord made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. That's why the enemy is mad. Wonder why things are going on like the way they're going on. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth inward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. My dear ones, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praises. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, sing unto the Lord with his harp. Thank you, God. With the harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sound of cornets. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap your hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He's going to do the judging, not me and you. Psalm 98 says, verse 9, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth with righteousness, shall he judge the world and the people with iniquity. My God, my God, my God. He will come and judge the world, not you and me. We ought to pray without ceasing. We ought to share the word of God. We ain't got to knock on no doors. My dear ones, there's plenty of folk out there that we can minister to. Thank you, God. Everywhere we go, we can let someone know that God is still good and God is on the throne. Thank you, Jesus. We know that Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. It's in the word of God. Think it not strange. If you read the word of God, my dear ones, you'll see. You'll know. It won't surprise you. We're living in the latter days. Satan is doing his job, but are you doing yours? Thank you, God. Every day of the week, share the word of God. Minister the word of God. Thank you, God. He's given you an opportunity. And we thank God for the prayer warriors that are praying continuously, praying without ceasing, trusting God, letting someone know that God is still in charge. Thank you, God. We bless your holy name today. We know that you are God that could do anything but fail. We know that you are God that's above and beyond. And we thank you right now, God, for that fresh anointing, that we will be able to walk this earth of our lives. We thank you right now for forgiving us of our sins. We thank you, God, for sending your only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on a cross for our sins. He who knew no sins. Thank you, God. Yes, he is. He's a good God. No matter what the situation is. No matter what it looks like. No matter what you're going through. We're going to have some trials and tribulations. Yes, we are. No cross, no crown. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. No cross, no crown. But he's still with us. Thank you, God. For the time that we do have this morning, my sisters and brothers, yes, this is your chief apostle, bishop, presiding bishop, Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For those that are being obedient to the Spirit of God. Thank you for keeping us safe from last night's slumber and sleep. Thank you for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. Thank you for those of us, our homes are still intact. Thank you, Father God, for just keeping us safe over and over and over again. And we pray for those that have lost loved ones. My God, my God, my God. We're seeking you first. The word of God, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we're seeking you first. We are being obedient to your word. You said in the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You said in the 37th Psalm that you'll bless us with abundance of peace. God, you said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? God, you said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, you said, we got to pray the scriptures. God, you said, thank you, God. By his stripes I am healed. And we're taking you at your word. We're trusting in you. We're believing in you. We're not going to waver to the left or to the right. We're going to walk straight and narrow path. We thank you right now. We glorify you. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. My dear ones, for the time that we do have this morning, we're going to talk about fasting, a prayer method for overcoming problems. Did the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Okay. Thank you, God. The act of fasting is another method of invoking a vacuum in mind and body, thus cleansing them of both mental and physical poisons. Our minds are poisoned with things, words, what we see on TV, what we hear what others say. Indeed, fasting can be an act of cleansing prayer. Prayer leads halfway to God. Fasting brings one in the doors of heaven. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. An individual was first introduced in the power of fasting by a doctor who pointed out that the body can easily go without food for many days, taking only water. That instead of starving the body, fasting rejuvenates it and cleanses it, and that the fast is not an ordeal, but a rest of the mind and body. that after the first 24 hours of fasting, all desires for food gradually leaves one until, thank you, Jesus, the body has been cleansed and is ready to go again. Receive food, at which time hunger can return normally. The doctor, thank you, Jesus, suggests plenty of fresh air and sunshine with fasting. Plenty of fresh air and sunshine with fasting. Though it's not necessary to abstain from one's regular activities, he felt that prayer and spiritual study should be a steady diet. Prayer and fasting. Thank you, God. Praying without ceasing. Studying the Word of God should be a steady diet. So you're not fasting just to be fasting. You're led by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. And we have to prepare our body, mind, and soul for fasting. My dear ones, we don't just jump into a fast. We got to have a little talk with Jesus. Get in the Word. Pray. The doctor often used fasting as a method for overcoming personal problems. I know one instance when he went on his fast because troublesome personality conflicts that arise in his private life. And some of us are going through some personal conflicts in our lives, on our jobs, in our homes, in our neighborhoods. After he quietly went on a diet of prayer and fasting, the troublesome personalities suddenly left town. Look at God, moving out of the state. Won't God do it? Won't he do it? Thank you, Jesus. Fasting exists in periodic and as an accomplishment of prayer, common to the people of both the Old and the New Testament. As Gideon's famous book, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, pointed out, the healing process of early Christians, even until the end of the second century, was extraordinary. Fasting and praying, seeking the Lord, staying in the Word of God, letting some things go. Literally, to raise the dead, who often lived for many years afterward. And he said that in the Word in the book of John. We shall do greater things. Saints of God, what's going on? The Word of God in the book of John says, we shall do greater things. And our God is not a God that he would lie. Their secret seemed to be, or lie in, the practice of prayer and great fasting. My God, prayer and great fasting. Jesus pointed out the power of fasting as a means of overcoming severe problems, as in the case of healing the epileptic boy. This kind cometh by nothing but prayer and fasting. And this is in the book of Mark, the 9th chapter, 29th verse. Jesus' definite advice on fasting was, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face. Then thou be not seen of men to fast, but of thy Father who is secret, who seeth in secret, shall what? Compensate you in secret. We ain't got to run around telling everybody I'm fasting. That's not everybody's business. Now, if you have a prayer partner, if a group of you get together, fast and pray, watch God move in a mighty way. Thank you, God. Matthew 6, chapter, the 17th through the 18th verse. Yes, it's in the Word of God. I'm not making this up. Because, see, the Father of Medicine suggests fast up to 7 days. Fasting in modern times has returned as a method of prescription or prescribed by some doctors for losing weight. Dr. Shelton, who conducted over 30,000 fasts, found as the title of his book points out, the fasting can save your life. It is also a fine method for losing and releasing one's problems and letting them go to the solution, which is Jesus Christ. Those who do not wish to abstain from both food and liquid and go in a severe fast of distilled water only often find it helpful to go on a fast consisting of liquids such as vegetable broth or vegetable juices. Thank you, Jesus. Where there's a will, there's a way. This seems to cleanse the mind and body and raise the one fasting to a higher level of consciousness where his prayer powers are heightened and illumination comes more quickly. Watch out. Those of you that are fasting, you're going to hear from God. You're going to see some things that you've never seen before. You're going to experience some things that you've never experienced before. Fasting is especially powerful for overcoming severe problems because fasting intensifies your prayer consciousness. Wow. Wow. Prayer warriors. You want to see some things happen? Fasting and praying. I know of an individual who had a puzzling problem which she did not know how to resolve and decided to go on a fast, consuming only liquids until the problem solved. The prayer she used with her fast was, Jesus Christ is in absolute control of this situation, and Jesus Christ is producing perfect results in this matter. Amazing. A man she had never seen called her out of the blue, informing her just how to resolve that problem. Won't God do it? Won't God send you an angel? Thank you, God, for sending an angel to Diamond as the car caught on fire in Towson in the garage. God sent her an angel. Thank you, God. She got out of the car. She smelled smoke. A police officer was there available for her the entire time. Won't God send you an angel? Yes, he will. Yes, he will, my dear ones. God has angels assigned to us, and they're not evil angels. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God has assigned us angels. Thank you, God. In many instances, I have witnessed angels in my life when I was going through trials and tribulations. God sent me angels. Yes, he did. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. It was as though the act of prayer and fasting had set up a high-powered vibration that went forth into the ethers and worked through a total stranger. Watch out. Who then went to the trouble to seek her out and supply the answer to her problem. My brothers and my sisters, men and women of God, prayer warriors, ministers of the gospel, within a week from that time, she secretly went on the fast and began using special prayers to clarify the problem. Thank you, Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. It was solved by an individual she was yet to meet. And you ever went someplace or been in a situation and God sent you that angel? You say a stranger. Be careful how you entertain strangers. It may be what? An angel in disguise. And so she repeated, fasting is especially powerful for overcoming severe problems because fasting intensifies your prayer consciousness, makes you aware of what's going on around you at all times. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak clearly to you. Allow order to take place in your life. There's a saying, first the fast, then the feast. First the fast, then the feast. The dramatic accomplishments of Paul and the apostles, both in their healing ministries and in their strenuous missionary travels for establishing the early Christian church all over the ancient world, seem to be accomplished by strenuous fasting. You have a little talk with Jesus before you go on that fast. He'll let you know if it's all right. He's an on-time God. Thank you, God. The severities of the ancient fast they practiced in the 3rd and 4th centuries were abandoned by later Christians since they, in some instances, caused bodily damage to the fasters. However, in many religious groups down through the centuries, fasting has continued as a spiritual practice, strongly suggested as an accomplishment or to accomplish the prayers in time of stress, strain, or spiritual overcoming. We're overcomers, men and women of God, overcomers. We're not survivors. The power of cleansing includes the no prayer. The no power of prayer, often known as denial. We got to give up some things, let some things go. No, I'm not going there anymore. No, I'm not listening to that dirty joke anymore. It's no longer funny. I don't want to be around that individual. I'm going to pray for them, but they're not going to persuade me to continue to take drugs, to fornicate, to lie, to steal, gossip, backbite. Denial. No. And no means no, my dear ones. Young people that are listening this morning, no means no. I don't have to explain no to you. Prayers of release from possessiveness, particular in one's human relationships. We don't own anybody. They all belong to God. I want you to hear that this morning. For some reason, some bishops, some apostles, some pastors think people belong to them. They belong to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Men and women of God, obey the voice of the Almighty Living God. We thank God for the leadership. We thank God for the leadership that are living the life that God has designed for them to live. So we pray that you're in a church or under the leadership of a true man or woman of God that's not just teaching and preaching the word, but living the word. Because they got to stand accountable before God. The blood is on their hands. Thank God for the leadership that's living according to the word of God. Thank you, God. Conversations that we're having need to cease. It's not church as usual. Jesus is coming back. Get your house in order. And I'm talking about your physical house. Glory be to God. Your soul. Is it well with your soul? I pray that it is. Thank you, God. Somebody need a cleansing this morning of their deep down in their sanctified soul. Somebody need to hear this morning. Somebody need to fast and pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the cleansing of my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Prayers of forgiveness for oneself, one's fellow man, one's experiences of unhappiness of the past. My God, my God, my God. Or present. Even of one's false ideas about God. A genie. God is God. He's not a psychic. God is God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Somebody need to hear this morning. He's not your sugar daddy. Thank you, God. Inner and outer methods of letting go. That which is no longer a value in your life. And you know that there's some people, some places, and some things that are not of any value in your life. They bring you down. They confuse you. They don't want you to go strong in the Lord. They want to keep you at their level. But God is calling you to do what he wants you to do. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit is speaking this morning. The vacuum prayer, which includes both inner and outer methods of letting go that which is no longer of value in your life, to make way for the good one is prayer. Let go of those things, those people, those places. You want to see some miracles, signs, and wonders? You want to do greater things? You got to let those things go. We're in the Lenten season. Letting go of that which is no longer of value in your life. Some individuals were in your life for a season. Some things were in our life for a season. Let it go. And let go and let God. You want to experience the newness of Jesus Christ? You want to experience the power of Jesus Christ? Let those things go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody need to let something go this morning. You know what it is. I don't need to know what it is. God knows. Don't let it hold you back. My God, my God, my God. God has greatness for you, men and women of God. God has a plan for your life. But you got to let some things go. You got to let some people go. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Purification and cleansing of one's thoughts and life is a constant process. It's not going to happen overnight. Thank you, God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. It's a process. You will never get through invoking these various prayers of cleansing. But you will pleasantly discover that each time you use them, they unlock the good in your life and open fresh new ways to answer prayer. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Father, we thank you right now for the cleansing of someone's mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance from drug addiction, alcohol, from lying and stealing and backbiting, homosexuality, prostitution. Thank you, Father God, for the purification right now. We thank you for those that are able to fast. We thank you, Father, right now for giving them the strength and desire to fast and pray. We thank you right now for those, Father God, that will use wisdom as they fast, that they'll continue to take their medication and maybe rise up earlier in the morning and eat something before taking that medication, before taking the medication. We thank you, Father God, for those that can fast from 8 to 12, those that can fast. Glory be to God, from 8 to 6. Those that can fast 24 hours, thank you, God, right now for the cleansing of our mind, our body, our spirit, and our soul. We thank you right now in this Lenten season that we're letting some things go, that we're letting some people go, that we're letting some places go in our lives. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. You don't need to keep going there. Thank you, God. Stay out of that neighborhood. Thank you, Jesus. Stay out of that whorehouse. Stay out of it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. You don't need to go there anymore.
Thank you, God. You don't need those individuals in your life. You need Jesus. Let him build you up. Let him strengthen you. You can't keep going back there. The definition of insanity, when you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You can't keep doing that. Keep seeking God, but doing something that's not a will of God. Let God's will be done in your life, men and women of God. Let God's will be done in your life, not your will. As I said, this is not Burger King. Not about you having your way. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless someone under the sound of my voice. Strengthen their mind, body, spirit, and soul. In the name of Jesus, grant them the ability to fast and pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Miracles, signs, and wonders will come your way as you fast and pray. Clarity of mind will come your way as you fast and pray. The Lord, while you have an opportunity, I decree and declare the ability to fast and pray, that God will cleanse your soul, your mind, your body, and your spirit. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Bless those that have a desire to fast. Bless them, Father God. Bless them, Father God. Bless them over and over again. Strengthen them to fast if it's not for just 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Thank you, God. This is your chief apostle, presiding bishop, chief apostle Patricia Stewart with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and pray. There's no other way. Thank you, God. God is blessing you right now. God is healing you right now. God is delivering you right now. I decree and declare a healing upon your mind, body, spirit, and soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.